Look up here, I'm in heaven. I've got scars that can't be seen. I've got drama, can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 10:06 in the morning.
Wow.
It's Mike on the mic, along with Bob Angel. How you doing, Bob?
Oh, that just blows me away. David Bowie and Lazarus from his Dark Star.
He was awesome.
And I was so happy that I listened to it on the very first day it was available.
Mm-hmm.
Stunned when he died. I just said, he has a new album. Maybe he'll actually tour.
That next Saturday, me and Mark Horowitz did a whole retrospective to David Bowie. What we did is we started each set off with one track, the seven tracks, seven sets starting with that. It was good.
The whole album. Start to finish. But they picked, that was the single, and that was the right single to bring. And I was saying to you off the air that I think that particular song ranks right up there with Heroes in that echelon of Bowie music.
It's absolutely great.
Yeah.
All right, and also absolutely great, live from New York, we have our friend Michael Esposito. How you doing, Mike?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. What's going on today in New York?
Well, right now it's kind of sunny, but I understand it's going to be raining a little later, so...
Yeah, same with us here. We're kind of close, aren't we?
Excuse me?
We're kind of close, aren't we, geographically? So same kind of weather here.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, sometimes you get a little more snow than we do in the winter.
which we'd like to have you do for once in a while. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
So welcome back for your second time with us here.
Yeah. I was here about a month ago, and back then we played some cover songs.
Yeah.
This time around, it's going to be all blues.
Awesome.
Also, about halfway through this set, I'm going to be talking about something which I think is a really significant event in the history of modern popular music. So it's a little teaser. Stay tuned for that.
Okay. So why don't we do the same format, two songs, and one.
Right. Okay. So the first song we're going to play is called Backwater Blues. It's by Irma Thomas. And it's from an album she made in 2005 called Our New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this album was a benefit album, and if you remember what happened in New Orleans in 2005, that was Hurricane Katrina,
yep.
You know, the tragedy of that whole event. And so this album was put together by people who are artists and singers and musicians and bands from New Orleans, to help with Katrina relief, and this is her contribution to the album. The second song we're going to play is called Smoking Gun by Robert Cray, and it's from his debut album, Strong Persuader, from 1986.
I like Mike's taste.
Let's
play. Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? I was just commenting, I like your taste.
I was rude, I didn't introduce you to Bob. Bob.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Bob.
Please continue.
So let's play those two songs, and we'll talk about them.
All right, very good. First up is Irma Thomas, Can't Wait, Backwater Blues here at WMFO.
When it rained 5 days and the skies turned dark as night. When it rained 5 days and the skies turned dark at night. Trouble taking place in the lowlands at night. I woke up this morning, couldn't even get out of my door. I woke up this morning, couldn't even get out of my door. Enough trouble to make a poor woman wonder where she's gonna go. They rowed a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. Say they rowed a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. I packed up all my clothes, throw them in, and they rowed me along.
WMFO Medford. Mike on the mic here, and Bob Angel in the studio today till 11 a.m.
Hello.
And we're playing music and talking to Mike Esposito live from New York. What's going on, Mike?
Yeah, really nice guitar work by Robert Cray on that song.
Absolutely.
Really, that man can play some guitar.
It's legendary.
Now, talk a little bit about the Backwater Blues. You know, you listen to the lyrics of that song, and it really applies to an event like Hurricane Katrina, where she says, you know, I stood up on a high old lonesome hill and looked down on where my house used to be, you know, and it takes it down to the personal level. But what's interesting about that song is it wasn't written specifically about Hurricane Katrina. In fact, I found examples of that song go all the way back. I found one by Bessie Smith that she recorded in 1923. So it kind of indicates that, you know, that part of the country, you know, around Mississippi Delta and New Orleans, has always had trouble with flooding and storms.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So it's been a constant problem.
It's a function of where it's located, you know?
Yeah, yeah, of course. And but Irma Thomas is one of my favorite blues singers. I have a lot of songs by her. And she made an album in 1998, called Sing It, along with Marsha Ball and Tracy Nelson.
I love Marsha Ball.
Wonderful, wonderful album.
Great. It is great. I've heard it.
Yeah. One particular song I like that's called I Want to Do Everything for You. I recommend that one. I want to check that one out. So Robert Cray, as I said, is from his debut album, 1986. And it's hard to believe that 30 years ago. I have that album.
Me too.
Yeah, there's a number of other good songs on it as well. And he was also part of a movie. We always seem to come back to a movie that somehow involves Chuck Berry. We did that last time, too.
It all comes back to Chuck Berry with you.
there was a movie that came out in 1988. It was called Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll. Do you remember this movie? It was a documentary that was put together by Keith Richard. And basically what happened was Keith Richard found out that Chuck Berry used to go around and perform at different cities just by himself, and he would just use whatever local musicians he could find to back him up. And Keith Richard said, this is not right. This is the great Chuck Berry. He should have, you know, world-class musicians. So he put together this concert for Chuck Berry, and it was going to be held at the Fox Theater in St. Louis. And he recruited a whole group of really great musicians to back him up, including Eric Clapton and Johnny Johnson, who used to be Chuck Berry's piano player, and Robert Cray was among that group.
Ah.
So, yeah. So, and so, you know, it's an interesting movie. So, as I said, documentary movie, you know.
And how did Keith and Chuck get along? Not too well.
not real well.
they kissed and made up, but man, they had a big fight in that
Berry's
movie.
A little bit of a difficult person.
a diva, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit. So they did. Yeah, they did have a few little dust ups, and that you know, not eliminated from the movie. You see that in the film, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Awesome. So next we're doing, I don't know, Geneva Magnus. Tell us about her and this song.
Yeah, Geneva Magnus. I did some research on her. She made an album called My Bad Luck Soul in 1996, and this is an album called Mojo Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a really good singer, and also found another album, later album by her, that I like. It's called Do I Move You? And so I just look these people up on iTunes and, you know, find out what they did, and you can monitor the music, you know, on iTunes. You can hear 90 seconds of a song.
Right.
Which is great. I think that's great. Yep. So Mojo Boogie is great. This is the kind of music that I would like to dance to. I mean, get up and, you know, just get up and boogie to this song.
Well, turn on the web camera, Mike. We're ready.
Okay. The second song in the set is T-Bone Blues by T-Bone Walker.
Yes, sir.
And T-Bone Walker. And he was a really important figure in the history of blues, and he was a big influence on other musicians. So we can talk a little bit about that, and also an event that happened that sort of indirectly involves him. So let's play those two songs.
You got it.
And then we'll talk.
All right, we'll be back. Thanks, Mike. First up is Geneva Magnus Band. Gotcha. We'll be back soon.
got something knock you right off your feet. They got the mojo. Whiskey mama, trying to jive.
your good man be. Raskin woman, who may your good man be? Say the reason why I ask you, baby. You sure look good to me.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio with Mike and Bob here until 11 a.m. with Mike Esposito from New York City. How you doing, Mike? We're playing some blues. You there?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Love those two songs. That was terrific.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrific.
T-Bone Walker, I'm not a musician. You know, I've never played a musical instrument. I don't have any musical talent, but I love the way he plays guitar. It's so distinctive. I mean, it's so unusual. I'd recognize his style anywhere.
Yeah, and his career has been just fantastic. I mean, if you listen to the stuff that he's done, it's just mind-blowing like that.
Yeah, and like I said, he was an important figure in the history of blues. And what I like to do is I like to put things into historical perspective. You know, it helps me to understand, you know, everything, basically. I love history when I was in school. So T-Bone Walker was born in 1910 in Texas in a very musical family. So he was exposed to music early on, and by the time he was in his mid-teens, he was already out there performing professionally.
Really?
But a very significant event happened in 1931 when he was about 21 years old. And that was the very first successful development of the electric guitar. And T-Bone Walker was right there at the right time, at the right place.
Yeah.
He was one of the first blues men to start playing electric guitar, and that happened somewhere between the 1935 and 1939. And so he started developing that style that we heard on that record, and then he was also very influential to other blues musicians, guitarists especially.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Is one of them, and just tell a little story about one of them. In 1948, he went to play on the radio in Memphis, radio station there. And there was a young disc jockey, sometime performer at that radio station, who was 23 years old at the time. And when he heard T-Bone Walker, he said, "Boy, I have to have an electric guitar. That's what I have to do. I have to switch to electric guitar and play blues on it." His name was Riley King.
Yeah.
But he had a nickname. His nickname was Blues Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was shortened to BB.
That's
so
great.
That's how BB King.
That's great. Not so trivia. Trivia.
Yeah. Another musician, a young musician up and coming around that time, was also influenced by T-Bone Walker, was none other than Chuck Berry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here he is again.
He mentions him.
Yeah.
Also. Yeah, so he was an important and transitional figure because he went from, you know, the older acoustic blues to the electric blues, the modern electric blues. And that event really was really important because the development of the electric guitar enabled the guitar to become a lead instrument, not a front instrument, whereas before it had to be pretty much relegated to the background.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot like Bob Dylan at the Newport Folk Festival going to the electric guitar. Of course, he was booed off the stage the first time, but...
Right, he was.
Yeah.
But, you know, you think about that. I mean, going forward, the electric guitar made it possible for not only blues, jazz, rock... even country music, you know, to develop.
Absolutely.
You know, modern style. So, yeah, so he was there.
He was there. All right, let's go on to the next two that you've got. I can't wait for this, Etta James and Taj Mahal. Tell us about Etta James first, please.
Okay, Etta James, yeah. It's called, the song it's going to play is The Love of My Man. And anybody thinks of Etta James, they think of her signature song, which is called At Last.
Sure.
It's a great song. It was recorded in 1961. And but I, you know, it wasn't really blues. It was more like a, more like a pop song. It had, strings in the background and so forth. I mean, you know, that's not putting it down, by the way. It's a wonderful song,
mm-hmm.
and her version of it is the best.
Well, her vocals are legendary. I mean, just...
Yeah.
Wish I could find a different word than legendary.
Wait till you hear her on this song.
Can't wait.
Man.
Can't wait.
Just amazing, her vocal on this. I mean, the second song we're going to play is the Taj Mahal. It's called Corina. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that also, and him especially. Something surprising I found out about him that we'll talk about. So let's play those two songs and talk about them.
Okay, perfect. It's WMFO in Medford.
Show it all. Scotty Bird will sing. B.B. Scotty Bird, Honey Scotty Bird will sing. Without a Corina, shoot on me a natural thing.
WMFO, Tulsa Reform Radio right here in Medford. It's Mike, Bob, and Mike here.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing, you guys?
Hello.
Okay.
All right. So, Mike, I guess we had a little glitch. I know what happened now. You said I didn't queue up at a James correctly. Sorry about that. We'll have to play that another time. But
we missed part of Etta James?
Yeah, I guess he said it didn't play. I didn't notice, did you?
I heard it.
Mojo Boogie again. I didn't hear Etta James.
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to listen to the playback.
It played in the studio.
Okay,
it played
here, so maybe, who knows?
Really?
Who knows?
We were jamming to Etta. It sounded great.
Yeah, I don't know. I will see. that's weird.
That's very weird.
I'm tuned in through iTunes, so I don't know.
We don't know either. We'll find out on the playback and post.
Okay.
So tell us about this great tune to end with by Albert Collins.
Right. Yeah, it's called I Ain't Drunk, and subtitled I'm Just Drinking.
Yeah.
Kind of a fun song, you know, famous last words, you know. I think we've all been through that. Albert Collins, and it was from an album called Cold Snap from, 1986. Yeah, he made that album in 1986, so really nice song. So let's play that one.
All right, and hopefully you'll actually hear this song that we're playing. It's WMFO.
Hopefully.
Okay. Well, let's go. Why aren't you playing, buddy?
Now
we don't hear. There we go. All right, we'll be right back.
Every day, baby, when the sun go down, I get with my friends and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Oh, man, you know I ain't high.
But you're so high.
I just take a little bit every now and then.
But you're so high.
Oh, man, you ought to be shaking yourself.
Stay drunk all the time.
Oh, come on now. Now y'all be like, come home last night, all lush, baby getting a fuss. I say, honey, hush. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
I ain't drunk. I done told y'all I ain't drunk, man. Why y'all do me like
so that?
I just having fun, man.
But you're so high.
What? Oh, no, I'm not.
Stay drunk all the time.
Man, I don't know why y'all talk about me like that. Thank you too. Now let's have a little drink. Just me and you. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Who me? I ain't high, man.
But you're so high.
Why y'all talk about me like this?
But you're so high.
You gotta mind your own business,
though.
You gotta watch yourself too. You understand what I'm saying? I wanna tip you, baby. Before I go, I'll be back tomorrow night and drink some more. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Oh, no, you the one drunk. Look at your eyes, man.
But you're so high.
Don't you tell my lady now. Well, I ain't here,
but you're so high.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
We'll be right back.
It's WMFO right here in Medford. Mike, Bob, and Mike from New York. But that was so awesome, Mike
Albert
Esposito.
Collins, yes,
that was so awesome. Amazing.
Yeah,
loved it.
Well, Albert Collins is, he was called the master of the Telecaster. You know, Telecaster guitars that were developed by the Fender Guitar Company. Actually, they developed the first one in 1951, and then they came out with the Stratocaster. And the Stratocaster, that became the go-to instrument for most rock musicians, the Strat.
The Strat.
The Strats, yeah.
If I played guitar, I'd play a Strat.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Mike, I've got to let you go because we're running short on time, but I loved those tracks. Very sorry about Etta. We'll make sure we make it up to you next time. But something about the women's coming next, and Jane's here, and she said, Etta didn't play. So so sorry about that. I know exactly what happened.
Kind of piecing things. Boogie, so
yeah, I know.
Hear it twice.
That's right. And twice is just as nice, so something, whatever.
Etta deserves the respect, too.
She does. And we'll play
Etta.
Her. Yeah, maybe Jane will play a little Etta today. I bet she will. I bet she will. She says yeah. All right, Mike, thank you so much. We'll make another date to do this again soon.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks so much. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye. All right, see ya. Bye-bye. All right, it is WMFO, and it's Mike and Bob. We're the only ones left here now.
All right, and our listeners, of course.
Yeah, and our listeners. And speaking of that, we have a request for Tom Ruprecht.
Tom Ruprecht has made a great one, and I promise. I hope he's still with us, because I told him on Facebook that it would be towards the end of the show.
He's still with us.
Here we are with the Allman Brothers Band with No One to Run With.
WMFO. Coming back home. Well, Tony got a job
Everyone is